Recording 5.1, a discussion between teacher and students. Okay, everyone. Today, we are going to discuss endangered species. Before we start, let's go over the different levels of conservation.
What is conservation?
It's when you try to preserve or protect something. There are animals that need our protection, or we risk losing them.
What are the different levels of conservation?
Great question. According to National Geographic, there are 7 levels of conservation. They are least concern, near threatened, vulnerable, endangered, critically endangered, extinct in the wild, and extinct. Normally, we talk about threatened and endangered species.
What is the difference between threatened and endangered species?
I think threatened means if we don't do something to help that species soon, then it will become endangered soon. Endangered means there's already a big problem, and if we don't help, the species will become extinct.
Excellent job. That is the difference between the two.
Extinct means it doesn't exist anymore, right?
Yes, that is correct.
How do we know if a species is endangered?
There are a few ways to know if a species is endangered. An animal is marked as endangered due to a high loss of numbers over the years, continued decline in numbers, and the loss of habitat locations.
In other words, there is a low number of that species and continue to be fewer of them, and they have fewer places to live. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. Does anyone know what the top 5 endangered species are today?
Is the rhino one of them?
Yes, it is.
I think the gorilla is also on the list now.
Yes, you are correct.
What other animals are on the list?
Well, according to Earth.org, the top 5 endangered species today are the Amur leopard, the rhinoceros, the orangutan, the gorilla, and the sowla.
What's causing these animals to become endangered?
Some species are endangered as a result of overhunting. Another reason is loss of habitat. Human-animal conflict also affects a species' level of conservation.
Sounds like humans are causing a lot of the problems.
It seems that way. The human population is increasing drastically. This results in expanding areas to live in, as well as the amount of food needed for everyone. Consequently, animals lose their lives and are hunted for food, sport, and monetary gain.
Are there other causes that don't involve humans?
Yes. Other reasons that animals become endangered are rarity in the wild, low births, and disease. These are all natural causes that don't directly involve humans.
Can you explain rarity in the wild?
Sure. It means that a species is already rare in nature. Their numbers were low to begin with, and they need very specific habitats to live in. This makes it difficult for them to increase their numbers or areas.
Are there consequences to these animals being endangered or becoming extinct?
Yes, absolutely. One effect is the loss of balance in nature. When one species becomes extinct, it causes the other species in that area to be affected. If a predator disappears, then the prey increases in numbers too much. They eat all the vegetation in the area, and that causes more problems. On the other hand, when prey disappears, the predators don't have enough food, or they start competing for the same food source, and that species can become endangered.
Basically, the more species become endangered and extinct, the more problems we have.
Yes. There are even effects on human life because many people truly depend on wildlife to survive. There can even be economic impact.
I think the message is that we need to help the animals.
I agree.
I do too.